Jonathan Morgan, a data scientist, estimates at least 50,000 Twitter accounts were being used to support ISIL in the autumn of 2014, a substantial number likely generating more than 200,000 tweets per day. ISIL users are also found on Facebook, but reliable numbers are unavailable. A key element of the ISIL message online is its projection of strength. Unlike Al-Qaeda, whose ambitions for a so-called caliphate were firmly framed in the distant future, ISIL claims over and over again that it is already victorious, with its claim to have established a so-called caliphate as the centerpiece of that message.
I've been exploded by the Dawla Islamiyah as a result from the attack, the assault. Alhamdulillah, the Ikhwa from the Walayat al-Baraka attacked this checkpoint next to the border. Alhamdulillah, as you can see, the whole place, all the cars got damaged. Well, not all, but...
This image of success is a primary driver of ISIL's prolific recruitment of foreign fighters.
They were well-produced. They were sort of felt like they were directed towards Western audiences. They were often in English or German or had subtitles. So it felt like it was a very different level of media operation to what we'd been used to.
I think in a way, all of those fanatical things, it's happened with the way people were treated in the Iraq, during the Iraq war, in the name of peace.
If anyone is the product of Hollywood in their mind, they would think that Muslims are the incarnation of the devil. It's that simple, and it's that frank.
Nearly 20,000 foreign fighters are estimated to have gone to Syria. Of these, some 7,000 are believed to be young people of immigrant descent from European Union countries.
Un sale espion apostat, et Allah a retourné votre ruse contre vous.
In most EU countries, radical right parties are almost specialized in Islamophobia. Moreover, the voters support them too. Muslims living in EU countries always have to explain that they have no relation to terrorist groups. At a time when the radical parties of France, the Netherlands, Belgium, and Germany have a new election victory each day, large masses support racist movements such as Patriotic Europeans Against the Islamicization of the West, Pegida, which covertly expresses that it is against Islam, and racist attacks targeting mosques have increased in the EU.
We cannot accept to see in our country women who are prisoners behind a screen, cut off from all social life, deprived of identity. That is not the idea that the French Republic has of women's dignity.
There was a film that came out, I think it was in 1973, it was called The Exorcist. At the beginning of that, and remember, 1973, if you have to go back to the world of 1973, the political terrain of the world, the social makeup of the world, etc. There was no Islamic revolutions, no Islamic upheavals, nothing. It was a calm type. I mean, it was in 1973, there was a war that broke out in the Middle East. It's called the 1973 War. But those were wars that were contained in a couple of weeks and it was all over. It was nothing major going on. When the film The Exorcist came out, which is supposed to be dealing with demons and, the possession of a soul and evil and all that. At the very first beginning of that film, which was supposed to have been shot in Iraq, there was in the background the voice of the call to prayer, the adhan. Now imagine you're beginning a horror movie that is dealing with demons and Satan and the rest of this that begins with the adhan, the Muslim call to prayer. Now, isn't that a very subtle penetration of the subliminal mind?
What's your purpose to come here? You know why?
ISIL militants still rely heavily on old methods of recruitment as well, by traveling from town to town and using eloquence and rhetoric to attract youth from impoverished, disenfranchised and marginalized groups throughout the Middle East.
Some of them may be living in tough economic conditions. They come from broken families or from poor families or from neighborhoods that are similar to ghettos or to slums and these types of things. And in an act of desperation, they're desperate. The online thing right now is a big thing. They'll go online and they'll tune in to certain sites that will be speaking about jihad, and they'll be quoting some verses from the Quran and some hadiths from the Prophet and all of this. And these people who are here in front of the computer with their very superficial knowledge of Islam, with the harsh economic conditions that they are living in, tuning into this type of thing, they believe in themselves, this is the future. This is the way out.
A majority of them, maybe all of them, coming lower income classes, and they have problems.
ISIL's media escapade is much like a two-edged sword. One side is the videos of the beheadings, the mass executions of captives, running amok in the streets of a newly conquered town, and all their justifications one can come across on social networks and their own periodicals. The other edge of the sword is the media's reaction to ISIL's antics. A vicious cycle which incorporates all the key players, but ultimately benefits the Takfiri terrorist group the most. And furthermore, US President Barack Obama's dismay and acknowledgement at the terrorists' horrifying video only reinforced their notion that they were reaching their intended audience, thus giving them the sense of further empowerment.
The video be authentic. It's just one more indication of the viciousness and barbarity of this organization. And
the purpose is, of course, to sow fear and demonstrate ISIL's power. It is their effort to shape perceptions, said Barak Mendelson, a political scientist at Haverford College, who's kept close tabs on ISIL and other terrorist groups.
I mean, let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago. And we did it because we were locked in this struggle with the Soviet Union. They invaded Afghanistan, and we did not want to see them control Central Asia. And we went to work. And it was President Reagan, in partnership with the Congress, led by Democrats, who said, you know what, sounds like a pretty good idea. Let's deal with the ISI and the Pakistani military, and let's go recruit these Mujahideen, and that's great. Let's get some to come from Saudi Arabia and other places, importing their Wahhabi brand of Islam.
The mass media is familiar with this cycle. One diabolic enemy is created after another, with the so-called ally group designated and armed to stop it. Look to Syria and the proxy being played out by the West and extremists to overthrow the government of Bashar al-Assad. Look to the Taliban in Afghanistan and their war against the Russians. Russia the demon, and the Taliban the poor farmers fighting for freedom. Now the Taliban are the demon, and an internal mess in the country to conjure up a so-called new ally in the fight to wipe them out. We can visit 2001 and learn from the 9/11 tragedy. The images of that day and the Twin Towers have been rebroadcasted nearly a billion times in the last 14 years. It was cameras that captured it, the medium which allows us to visit it on a regular basis for history. Terrifying was huge plumes of dust rolling through New York streets and engulfing the cameras, and then blackness. Cameras uncovered the injustices in Abu Ghraib prison, the nude bodies laying one atop another, men leashed like animals.
In current productions of Hollywood, there's a lot of misrepresentation of Muslims and Islam.
Right. That is, it's intellectually ridiculous. Even it gets
so. Hold on. Are you the person who understands the officially codified doctrine of Islam? You're the interpreter of that, so you can say, "Well,
I'm actually well educated on this topic.
I'm asking you. So saying if I criticize the, you're saying that Islamophobia is not a real thing.
How about the more than a billion people who aren't fanatical, who don't punish women?
I think, but guess what? They don't get covered. They don't get exposed, and they're not given the same level of platform. That we see the jihadists.
One reason, because it's the only religion that acts like the mafia.
Ignorance, the most lethal weapon, is capable of tearing us apart much faster than the blade of any dagger. Over a billion honest and devout Muslims, living peacefully and making contributions to every facet of science, medicine, and technology, are stereotyped by one man's ignorance. ISIL continues to make new mass beheading videos to cover their failure in the Middle East. When they failed to capture Kobani in Syria and hold on to Tikrit in Iraq, the group quickly beheaded 21 Coptic Christians far away in Libya to celebrate the spread of the group to new horizons. It has also proudly boasted through its magazines that many Takfiri groups have pledged their allegiance, attempting to give the illusion that despite the Western report that the group has had setbacks, it is thriving and growing faster than ever. What takes center stage throughout all of this isn't that ISIL videos get produced, but once they do, they make their way onto a virtual platform for the masses to witness. Now, given a good number are immediately filtered and removed or edited, they still linger enough on certain websites in people's smartphones and tablets, and covered by world news agencies to give the terrorist group the satisfaction of reaching the eyes and minds of the masses. Perhaps in this capacity, our documentary is guilty to an extent as well. In any event, ISIL ultimately fulfills its callous objective, to creep into the minds of households and political circles throughout the world. They are seen, heard, and feared by millions. A relatively small and intricate industry, today's mass media, continues to allow this barbaric group to get its message out and thus permit its propaganda machine to flourish.